Horror Stories Podcast.
Opening. And now, the host of the 100 Word Stories Podcast, Lawrence Simon.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I'm back. Last week, I just wanted to have a little fun, and, you didn't like it. It wasn't like I was lazy or anything, because it took three times as long to do all those little robot segments. So, yeah, as if I'm going to be doing that again anytime soon. Welcome to the weekly challenge number 260, where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was, Be Italian! All right, well, we're going to just hear a whole bunch of folks with... I hope that you didn't try for an Italian accent. I hope you tried for a really bad one, because Lord knows we don't have enough of those. So let's see who comes up first in this funapalooza. We've got Tom. Tom, he's taking a break from his usual, how do you write a 100-word story, when he actually goes ahead and does it. So here's Tom with his story.
Italian, take a chance and try to steal a fiery kiss.
That's what Mama said. Bambino, that's how you'll get ahead. Drink the wine and drive the line. Be a lover, undercover. Do not regress. Always take the leap. When you're dead, Bambino, you can sleep. So I drive this spider as fast as I may. Never look back along the way. Seize the darkness, seize the day. Take my hand, take my heart. Take a chance, let it start. Put the pedal to the metal. We were born to go fast.
Thank you, Tom. You truly, words to live by. Next up, we have Zach Mann. Let's hear what he... Not only does he have one story, he has two. Two fists of powerful tiger blood ninja flame fury coming right at you. And not at 140 characters. No, this is 100 words. Let's hear it.
Why are you guys dressed up with the cowboy hats and the chaps looking like the singers on the Mexican cable TV network? But we're supposed to be Italian because we're making a movie. Why are you throwing noodles at each other, and why is your brother not with you? He said it was a sacrilege. He's been so much less fun after he got religion. You would think a Pastafarian would have a sense of humor. Although you guys seem to be having fun, I don't think you get the whole concept of the spaghetti western.
Hold on. One more. Come on. Come up that hill. Come on, you can do it.
You look like heck. What happened to your face? Nice shiner. I happened to be in a crowded commuter train, and these two Italian guys were talking, and I was the only one who didn't understand there was good reason the seat between the talking Italians was empty. Will you get revenge on the guy who hit you in the eye? No, I think he's a nice guy, but just in case I have to sit next to him again, I am buying him a copy of Jim Lavriola's How to Talk Italian Without Using Your Hands.
You also have to learn how to speak Italian with your mouth full. It's very important. It doesn't matter if you can be comprehended, you just have to learn how to say it. Man, there's a lot of mail piled up. Better put in the other room. Thank you, Zach, man. Amarillie has returned, although she may be having computer problems, so maybe a while before we hear of her again. I don't know, maybe I should give her my phone number so she can record messages, and then I can save them and post them here. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, maybe not. I don't know. Then folks would be stalking me. Oh, we have your number. We can call you at 3 a.m. Yaha! Yeah, that's when I turn the ringer off. Here's A.M. Early with her story.
Mr. Napoli, I know you want all your son-in-laws to be Italian, John stated in fluent Italian to his future father-in-law. I'm African-American, but I was born and raised in Italy on a U.S. airbase. The father conceded his first criteria. I can provide for your daughter. I have a very good job in software development. After more description, the father conceded the second criteria. As for having something in common with yourself, I know you embezzled money from the mob. However, I will return your money after the wedding.
Yeah. What size shoe do you wear? It doesn't matter. It's going to be in a barrel full of concrete. Gotta love it. Thank you, A.M. Early. A.M. Early. That's not comfortable. I'm going to call you, Early Bird. And we'll miss you while you're working on your computer issues. Suggestion: Big Hammer. Speaking of the Big Hammer, as we call him, Todd has returned. Yes, Todd! He's back. And, I don't know. Let's see what, just looking down here. I gotta drag and drop this. And okay, we're all ready for Todd. Take it away.
Hello, everybody. This is Todd, and I'm back for Weekly Challenge 260 with a prompt of Be Italian. I touched the Be Italian button, and there was a soft click, and the smell of brimstone filled the tiny booth. My freckled skin turned olive, then slightly orange. The paunch of my stomach transformed into a six-pack. My curly red hair straightened, darkened, highlighted blonde, and finally spiked. Before I could hit the cancel button, the lights dimmed and a mirror ball lowered from the ceiling. My head tilted sideways to cradle a set of headphones against my shoulder, and my fist rose involuntarily and started pumping to the beat. That's the last time I used the discount simulation machine. Well, that's it for me, folks. That little bit of music was entitled Clacktro, and that was by Torley Wong from his album 8-Bit Me. And you can pick that up at music.torley.com. See you next week.
Thank you, Todd. I always knew you were a secret alt of Torley. TJ. TJ is coming? Okay, cool. Apparently it's warmed up to the point where he no longer has to sleep in the freezer to keep warm. So, things are thawing out there in North Dakota. He's ready with a story. And, are we all ready? Are we wearing our story listening pants? Are we wearing pants at all? Actually, I'm wearing shorts right now. I just woke up and was like, record a story. What did you sink this? I don't want to have to walk to the store. That's how I feel. I just wanted to share. Oh, I haven't stepped on the scale yet today. I was under 200 for about 2 days, 3 days there, and I had a carb overload last night. I did corn nuts, I did peanuts, and I did a bag of smart food popcorn, which isn't terribly smart. So, yeah, it's not going to start with a 1 today. But I'm going to go for a walk. I've done walks every day for almost a year, more than a year. But I had a big salad, I had a big bowl of vegetables, and there was rice with the next vegetables. Rice. Bad move. Bad move. So, I just needed it. But it's nothing permanent. I can keep walking, although now I've got gumbo getting thawed out in the refrigerator. Yeah, I'm going to need to start doing a real workout. Where was I? Oh, right, TJ. Here we go.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where Lawrence, I am so looking forward to this one, to hearing everyone's best Italian accent. And, of course, I'll share mine as well. This called Be Italian. Now, more than ever, it is the best time to be Italian. We work 3, maybe 4 hours a week. We sleep until noon. We eat all the Italian food we want and look fabulous. We all drive Ferraris and Vespas and are surrounded with unimaginable beauty. And if you're a very young woman, you can get a private audience with our Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, and work out some deal whereby your family isn't charged any taxes at one of our bunga bunga sex parties. Sure, our government will collapse any day now, but honestly, oh, what a way to go! Was that Transylvanian by the end? I can't tell.
It may well have been, TJ. Thank you. Although your comment of it may have been Transylvanian at the end could have been a Transylvanian twist. Sorry. All right, well, I'm embarrassing myself even more, which, you know, last week I just let the iPhone do it, now I'm doing it in person. This is actually much easier to do than making the robot do everything, because I actually have to, you know, talk. And it's a lot easier. I'm just futzing around with things. I've got a notepad of ideas. I write ideas in there, and I never read them, and I've got mail. Pile of mail and a what is this book? A Lion Amongst Men. Greg, oh, I already read that. All right, so we'll put that back in the pile. And the cat who could read backwards. And I've got my dental floss. I compulsively floss my teeth now. It's a lot better than compulsively setting off fireworks in public. Compulsion, all that. Wash your hands 50 times a day. Okay. All right. Well, here's Danny's story, and he's got a humdinger of a tale for us this week. Are you ready? You're not ready. Well, it's coming anyway.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here, and this is my entry for Weekly Challenge 260. Be Italian, which shouldn't be hard because I am Italian. So here's my story. I'm Italian. Not Italian enough to be accepted in my Guido neighborhood in New Jersey, but Italian enough to be considered Italian everywhere else. My maternal grandfather was from Italy, a rural area in the mountains north of Naples. My grandfather was Anthony Festa. Grandpa changed his name from Festa to Foster because of the discrimination all Italians endured during the 1920s and 1930s here in the United States. Despite the discrimination, my grandfather became a very successful businessman. He died 8 years before I was born. So I never got to meet him. I cannot thank him enough for my life.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, I don't have anything to follow that up with except thank you, Danny. I just, sometimes there's genuine enjoyment. Nothing snarky. I just... I'm happy now. Looking around, you don't see any of the cats. They're probably all in the bed. That's what they do early in the morning. I should just sleep till noon. Enjoy the restfulness. No, we gotta get this done. Everyone wants to share their stories. Share the stories! Don't stick robots in between all the stories. People don't like that. They hate that. They tell you nasty things about that. You get private emails. God. I also want to remind everyone, the anniversary of the podcast is coming up, and that's at the end of May. And send me a recording of you saying, keep it brief. And I will include that in a keep it brief-a-palooza. Although, if you've been... hold on, I'm creating a folder. Keep it brief. And who was it? Let's see. Somebody this week. No. Who was the person who sent the Keep It Brief this week? Oh, there. Norval Joe. All right, so there. And hold on, there was another. Where'd it go? I'm missing a Keep It Brief. Hold on. One there, and... okay, here. There's one from TJ. All right. And... Scrolling. I think I've got all of them. I think I've got... No, wait. I know there's another out there. Anyway, if you've sent in a Keep It Brief, and you're not TJ or Todd... Hold on. TJ... Oh, boy. No, Todd didn't send one. Norval Joe sent one. I need to keep all this straight. Okay, for the general feed, what was the story supposed... Whoa. Waiting for sight. Did I remember to put that one up? Huh. Hold on. No, I got that one up. My folders are a mess. Todd, am I missing a few of your midweek stories? I'm not sure. There was one, I think, the answer. Did I ever post the answer? I need to post it. Send me a note. I can't remember this stuff anymore. My mind is going, it's Swiss cheese. No. It's Swiss. This isn't Swiss. It's Italian cheese. It's Parmesan cheese. So here we go with Norval Joe before I completely forget to do this. I'm recording a podcast.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 260 with a prompt of Be Italian. And this is what I get for waiting until 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon to read the prompt. Be Italian. What's that supposed to mean? Well, here's my story. Hey, Tony, Larry said as he dropped down onto the padded vinyl bench. What are you thinking? This place is a dump. What's the matter with you, Lair? Bert asked. And why are you calling me Tony? You know my name's Bert. What are you thinking about? Tony raised his hands in the air dramatically. The name's Louie. And how you ever gonna meet chicks in this place? We eat lunch here every day, Bert said. And what's with the slicked back hair? I thought maybe we's could be Italian, Larry winked. We might finally get some chicks. You know what I mean? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. May all your Joes be Norval. I just want to comment on something I see on Drudge Report. Jesse Jackson Jr. blames iPad for killing Jobs. What? Steve Jobs killed? No, he was just looking a little thin. He's fine, I tell you. Keep the stock price up. Oh, sorry. Cheap laugh. Oh, here's another one. By the way, Stephen the Nuclear Man is off. He was busy defending his thesis, probably out partying now. So my joke on that is, here the one about the dyslexic agnostic doctoral candidate. He defended his theist and ended up getting baptized. So if you won the defending thing, presentation thing, congratulations, Dr. Nuclear Man. And, although Chris is still the nuclear kid, but as Dr. Nuclear Man, I think that sounds like a kind of supervillain. Maybe, Matthew Sanborn Smith of Beware the Hairy Mango will create an evil supervillain called Dr. Nuclear Man. I don't know. Does he take requests? Does he? I don't know. But he's got a new one out there, too. And there's also Flying Island Press. Was it number 5 now? You're up to number 5. Yeah, let me know when you get up to number, what am I up to now? 2,800 and something. I lost. I don't even freaking know. After 100, it's all downhill, and we're half past hell. All right, one more story here just to nail the coffin shut. Planet Z. Thank you.
It was closing night, and the cast was already drunk. The director would have been pulling his hair out over all the jokes and mistakes if he hadn't have passed out by Act Two. Hamlet walks out on the stage and utters the immortal bard's words, "To be or not to be Italian." I didn't hear what came next because a fat guy in the front row stood up and shouted, "I'm Italian, wanna make something of it?" Hamlet, being drunk, did. Instead of slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, he got his nose broken by a hairy-knuckled fist. Ouch.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about Be Italian. You're on the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 260. I'd like to thank everyone who is a part of the Weekly Challenge this week, and I'd like to say to all those who aren't a part of it, who were, we miss you, but we know you're busy doing other stuff, like becoming Dr. Nuclear Man, or inventing new nicknames for yourself. Hey, Mr. Fricker? Mr. Frisky Fricker. Fricker Frisky. Someone come up with a name for it. Maybe we'll have a topic one week of coming up with a nickname for Fricker that he can stick with. Or is it Vince? Or is it Trazobite? I don't know. Anyway, get those Keep It Briefs rolling in. Remember, you should be wearing Keep It Briefs, not Keep It Boxers. All right, you can read the text of the stories up on the site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can vote for your favorites at that site, too. Find links to the few people that gave URLs to sites that you can learn more about them. And there are a whole bunch of links on the sidebar there of podcasts that I listen to. A lot of them are where I get my inspiration from, for I'm just walking around listening and thinking, oh yeah, that's a great idea. And then I write what I write and realize it isn't. Also, there's a blog roll or a pod roll or whatever it is of sites of all the people that are writing stories. I'm sure that some of them are out of date. This thing has been going for almost 6 years, and the internet is full of cats. I see a cat butt. What are you doing, Bruin? He's just staring out the window. He's lying as flat as he can. I want to go outside. Outside. Oh, this is fun. I'm going to come back in. Alright, well, that's it for this week. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com or FixWaffle.com, because nothing's worse than a broken waffle. Take care, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.